Afghan forces have increased security across the country a day before Afghans head to the polls for parliamentary elections. Shayan Nabil lives in the capital, Kabul, where there was a noticeable increase in the presence of Afghan security forces on the streets Friday.
It's a positive sign that we see our police forces there on the streets and checking the vehicles and cars everywhere to provide a secure environment for the people of Afghanistan to go to polls tomorrow.
Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Zahir Azimi tells VOA there are nearly 300,000 Afghan forces and 150,000 international forces participating in security for the election. He cautions that they can't ignore the Taliban's repeated threats to disrupt voting with countrywide attacks. He says that the way the war is going, no one can guarantee a peaceful election, but he says they have taken all the possible measures for one. He says that by the support of the Afghan people and by the mercy of God, they hope it will happen. Insurgents have killed several candidates and campaign workers in the run-up to the September 18th vote. Election officials also say roughly 15% of the more than 6,000 polling centers will not open due to poor security. Another major concern is voter fraud. Last year's fraud-marred presidential vote nearly undermined the credibility of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, both in Afghanistan and the international community. As voting closes Saturday, polling officials are expected to compile their station's results and then send the results sheets and votes to a tally center in Kabul. The Independent Election Commission, which runs the election process, says it has taken high-tech measures to ensure transparency. IEC Chairman Fazl Ahmad Manawi says cameras will watch the officials counting votes in the tally center. In previous elections, there were concerns that some tally center employees were recording incorrect figures on purpose for certain candidates. Manawi also says the IEC's website will make all the information available to the public. He says that besides publishing the figures, officials will scan each result sheet and publish them on the IEC website. United Nations envoy to Afghanistan, Stefan de Mistura, acknowledged Saturday's vote would not be perfect, but said it would be an improvement from the presidential poll. Some candidates also are seeing this election as a chance to confront government corruption. Mr. Karzai has faced sustained pressure from the United States and its allies to combat it. Earlier this month, U.S. President Barack Obama said that although some progress has been made, the government in Kabul is still a long way from where it needs to be. Haroon Mir is a candidate from Kabul province. He says the stakes are high in this election.
If we fail this time, and if the parliament is dysfunctional, will be dysfunctional like the Afghan government, I think the whole system will be paralyzed.
He says if voter turnout remains low or allegations of widespread voter fraud tarnishes the election, the Taliban will win a major victory. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Kabul.